If we let discouragement run loose in our lives, it can tear us apart. But Dr. Tony Evans says maybe it's not as loose as we think it is. He'll explain with the help of this illustration as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Father one day was at the zoo with his son, and they were at the lion's cage, and the lion roared, and it terrified the little boy. He took off. The father didn't move. He said, "Boy, come back here." He said, "Daddy, run, run, the lion, the lion." He said, "Boy, I said, come back here." He said, "Daddy, the lion, the lion. Boy, I told you, come back here." He said, "But Dad, don't you see the lion?" Dad said, "No, I'm staring at the cage." When you are discouraged, all you hear is the voice of the lion. You need somebody in your life who can discuss the cage, who can tell you about the bars, who can tell you that lion has got a big mouth, but he ain't going nowhere because he's being held in by something greater. Some of us are being destroyed by Satan. You need somebody who can whisper about the power of God in your life. And you need to know from somebody who can see outside of you that greater is he that is in you. You need to be lifted out of your discouragement through honesty with God, through taking care of yourself physically in order to get the rest you need or the help you need, and to have somebody in your life who loves you enough and God enough to hook the two together. When that takes place, you may still get discouraged, but God will lift you out of it, because even godly people have to struggle with discouragement.
You can read hundreds of Dr. Evans' best stories in the book Tony Evans' Book of Illustrations. Check into getting a copy today at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.